All right, so, Kerry, you reported last week it was.
Yeah, that Norfolk hipsters and wokesters and lefties are so triggered that they want to block a military-themed brewery from taking over the O'Connor Brewery location. They call that the Railroad District, but I don't even know what that means. I think they're trying to make a vibe district.
Yeah, I've gone there, copy
Norfolk,
you know, restaurants,
or Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, and today we have the CEO of Armed Forces it's Armed Forces Brewing, correct?
Brewing Company.
Hold on, let me give him a mic. Okay, we
have Alan Beal with us today. And your future hangs in the balance tomorrow before Norfolk City Council, correct?
It does. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, we're glad to have
Alan,
you.
Well, Alan, yeah, I mean, obviously, you've got 30 years in the food and beverage industry, 8 years developing and growing Armed Forces Brewing. Infrastructure in place. You took over O'Connor Brewing, a place that was deemed by the previous land use gurus and the city fabric to be harmonious with the community on a land use basis. Ah, but the politics hit. You had somebody in your, in the investment scheme who's an American hero, SEAL, went downrange, killed Bin Laden, said some things that might be controversial in his individual capacity. And some protest or some triggering, as Kerry has artfully pointed out, has led to the politically based decision of the city, untethered from what it's proper to do under the law, to say, no, we don't want you. Wrong. but you know, it's a process. Tomorrow is the reckoning in city council, which may or may not have been properly advised by its city attorney. You are here to tell us that Armed Forces Brewing has significant infrastructure to serve the community and for enjoyment, recreation, revenue, taxes, and jobs. Have I missed anything?
Absolutely. all the above.
Well, also, the city staff recommended this. You need a conditional use permit. That's what's going on here, correct?
Correct. Ron?
So you need a conditional use permit. Norfolk City staff recommended, yes, you should give it to them. At the last minute, the Planning Commission, right, voted 4-2 because they got 800 emails from the weirdest people in all of Norfolk saying they didn't want a patriotic-themed brewery. We don't need flag-waving in our community. We don't want to glorify the military. It's time they hear from the sane people. But go ahead, talk a little bit about what you plan to do, because I think ultimately you're going to prevail.
Well,
you should prevail, but yeah. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, regarding those emails, too, you know, we did a deep dive into those emails, and 53% of those are from anonymous people.
Yeah.
So, you know, and some of the responses on them are obviously, could be from a bot or, you know, whatever. But it's amazing. We want to bring this, you know, our beer's going into national distribution and global export. The big chains have picked us up. We're going to create jobs here, especially for veterans. Our goal is to be 70% veteran and their family members employed here. The tourism dollars, the tax dollars, all those things you mentioned. We've already done some community outreach for the veteran community here, which this small group of opposition people, and they're small, but they're vocal, has literally worked together to combat some of the good outreach that we're doing, like for a nonprofit here in town.
Have they forgotten? You know, Norfolk is home to the largest naval base in the world,
yeah.
A significant history of military engagement. Heroes have deployed from Norfolk for decades. And to understand the large military community in this area, law enforcement community in Norfolk, they forget that. And I think it's something that they should not forget. I mean, there are significant numbers of veterans that would go, hey, listen, and active duty military, off duty. Hey, this is really cool, you know, and we want to patronize this place. And the city shoots itself in the foot because you could generate, and listen, you better be prepared when you're approved, and I think you will be, you should be, to write checks. You know, the business license, the fees, the business tax, the food tax, the beverage tax. City does well on that. And that goes back to the infrastructure.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's not right.
Yeah. Mike and Kerry, that's why we picked Norfolk, because this is such an incredible military community in the whole country. And the history here, this facility was available. It was for sale. And it's the perfect facility for us to grow our business and come in and do some really great things in the military community as well and for the city of
Norfolk.
And
you want to bring your headquarters here. It's not just going to be a brewing company, correct?
Absolutely correct. We're bringing C-level people here. We're bringing C-level jobs. We're bringing boots-on-the-ground sales jobs. Wow. And, you know, it's just it could be a win-win for everybody involved, but this opposition.
Well, you know, this, and I hope and I pray that the city attorney's office has properly advised council. There's a long-term concept to land use law.
Yeah.
It's called plebiscite of the neighborhood, which simply means, if you look at Merriam-Webster, it's the popular vote of the neighborhood. The neighborhood, even though it's a factor to be considered, is not dispositive on how a municipality chooses to use its land for the ultimate grand good of everyone, even those who don't live next to it, because of the tax and job benefits. It's called plebiscite. Now, I believe the city attorney understands this. City council needs to understand it individually, that dissenting voices are not dispositive on what's better for the city in terms of engagement with the military and all of that stuff. And again, you are not a military member. You come from a long military family.
Yeah.
And you understand the difference between individual political opinion and a business in a business model. And your business model doesn't include hate. It doesn't include exclusion. Mm-hmm. It includes beer.
Right.
I mean, am I wrong?
Beer? No, it sounds like a beer place to me.
Sounds like you go to have beer and enjoy stuff. You're not going to have a political platform. You're not going to run for office. You don't have a blog. You're not Tucker Carlson. No offense.
No. Nope.
You know, so they should get it.
Well, and you crowdsourced, basically, the funding for this. That's the thing people need to understand. This did I read 9,000 contributors? How many people put their money together?
We have over 9,500 shareholders that own this business with me. And probably 90% of those are active duty and veterans, or come from a military family like I do. I didn't serve, but I've got a family with extensive military service to our country.
Right.
So I get it. You know, you're right. It's beer. It's just beer.
And everybody finds their own place. You know, it's sort of, it reminds me of Cheers. You know, you find a beer, and you find a saloon, a watering hole, whatever you call it, a brewery, where you feel comfortable. You like it. And let's say there are gay bars in Norfolk, and I don't frequent many Norfolk bars. I probably wouldn't go hang out at a gay bar because I'm not gay. But that doesn't mean I don't want one in town. I mean, I think everybody should find their
You know, inclusivity. I mean, I know I would go, and there's a restaurant in Norfolk that's owned by a gay couple that's amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
No, but
they should think about you the same way that they want people to think about them, is to be inclusive.
Yes.
And to understand that there's individual opinions of people that don't find their way into the beer. Have you taken that opinion and brewed it into the beer like yeast? Is your beer flavored with bad opinions?
Or with gunpowder.
No. Right. Do you have anything in the beer that makes people automatically start to spew things that are politically incorrect?
No, not at all. Our beer tributes the Navy SEALs and the aircraft carrier deck crews and Top Guns.
Yes.
And you know what I mean? That's what it tributes.
You know, the people that go downrange and have gone downrange that have dreamed of these things. Black Rifle Coffee. You know, Evan Hoffer and his buddies in the Rangers, or whoever he served as, some mystical special operator, sitting around a campfire going, you know what, if we get out of here alive, let's make good coffee. Well, yeah. There's people on your board that said, you know what, we get out of here alive, let's make good beer.
Right.
You know, and that's all it's about. So, you know, the woke can choke when it comes to this type of nonsense. They should get it. But above all, city council needs to be the grown-ups in the room.
Well, I don't know how do you discriminate based on the viewpoint of the owners?
You can't.
You're assuming that they're all pro-military. Probably they are. You know, I assume the same thing about Mission Barbecue people. If you go in there, it's very pro-military, and on top of that, really good barbecue.
Yeah.
But I figure you can't discriminate. Say, we don't like your point of view, but we'll take this this woke place and give them we'll let them brew beer because we like their opinions. I don't know. That seems like it should be unconstitutional if it's not, Mike.
Well, it leaks into that, and that'll be part of the total argument. You know, you've got your basic land use decision. Land use means, is it compatible with the design of the neighborhood, public service, all that? You've got all that planned.
It's,
you know,
been
it's
a brewery
all been
for
done.
A decade.
How many? About 10 years?
Yeah, it's been a brewery for 9-plus years.
So it's not as if you're trying to bring in, you know, we want to put like a
strip
high-rise
club or something.
A high-rise para-jumping. You know, it's beer. And you're doing something that makes a lot of sense for the area that's not controversial in any way. So it should be a pro forma, but and I don't understand why the powers that be, Alan, don't understand that celebrating the military character of Norfolk is not a bad thing. You know what I mean? I mean, this is a place that the military has a significant investment in.
Right.
You know, I served on that naval base a long time ago, and since that time, I have seen tremendous engagement with the military in Norfolk in a lot of ways. It's very important. And to sit there and go, well, we don't want to celebrate the military. What are you, nuts? Especially the world the way it is.
There
now.
Are supposedly, according to the Virginia Mercury, I don't know if this is correct or not, there are 100,000 military family members in the area in addition to its 82,000 active duty personnel.
Yeah.
If they're the only people that patronize your business, you're going to be a raging success.
It's amazing, too. Despite all this noise from this small group of the opposition, the people that have just welcomed us here is it's off the charts. How many people are excited for us to get open. And it's also amazing to me how many people have come to me and said, we're so glad you're here, but we can't say anything because we could get canceled.
Well, that's canceled. Silly. I mean, it really is.
That's what's going on in our city right now.
Where else did you look? You were based in Annapolis, correct? And you were looking for a headquarters. Where are we going to bring our operation?
We were looking in Florida. We were looking in Maryland. We were looking here in Virginia. Virginia's Norfolk. We've had our beers down here since 2018 in the Navy Exchange stores and Total Wines. So this was a no-brainer to come to this greatest military communities in the country.
The Friday visits to the package store. You know, we would take a shopping cart and fill it full of good stuff, tax-free or whatever it was. I don't know. But I remember those good days. You know, there's a lot of positive in this. It's enormous, this contribution to the community. And Norfolk should celebrate that people want to come to the city and create business.
Well, let's talk about what people can do, and we'll do it again at the end
Call
of the segment.
Call to action, Karen.
Yeah, okay, so they can show up at the meet. What time does the meeting start?
The meeting's at 6 p.m. tomorrow, December 12th.
Now, City Council here in Norfolk.
People can call the city clerk's office and sign up to speak, but they have to do it before 3 o'clock. Clock tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, and please be timely with that because the clerk can deny speaking. Also emails. And listen, respectful emails. Yeah. Emails that talk positively about what this can be done for this community. If your email is disrespectful, then it serves the opposite purpose. If you're going to reach out, do it responsibly. And that's a very important thing to understand because you'll turn people off.
Yeah, and do it without fear too. Fear of putting your name on there as well.
What do it without fear.
Yeah, if they're getting a lot of anonymous, we don't want these people here. You know, if people are saying, "Here's my name, here's my street address,"
that's right,
and I want this brewery in my city, I think that helps. But apparently, the emails persuaded them last time, so they need to hear from the other side. Don't they?
Yeah.
Yes, well, the planning commission. You know, people, including myself, have run afoul of them for a long time. They don't get it. The city council is directly advised by the city attorney. I think they understand the ramifications of a decision that might be costly for them. You are people who are about to employ over 40 people, provide significant tax revenue to the city, and the city needs to understand that this is a positive, not a negative.
Yeah, agreed. And I also wanted to say, you know, the military is so diverse. There are people from all walks of life that serve in our military. And I want to say our brewery is open for everyone. We don't care who you sleep with, who you love, what race you are, or anything like that. They've called us every name in the book. We're open to everybody. And it's just going to – let's celebrate our military. Let's celebrate our country. And let's celebrate great beer.
I mean, that's it. I mean, that's really – I mean, you could not have said it better. Anybody is welcome. And again, you're a place of accommodation. You understand the rules.
Yeah.
You're a responsible businessman with significant investment. You've operated under a conditional use permit. There's a presumption of regularity. You've got beer sitting there.
Yes, we do.
And again, you know, when they are not allowed, Alan. We're talking to Alan Beal, CEO of Armed Forces Brewing Company. They come up for a critical use and zoning decision tomorrow, where apparently the Planning Commission had caved to public pressure that they're not supposed to. They are not supposed to cave. When every other aspect of land use is thumbs up, the fact that the neighborhood objects is only a very small factor in a decision, if at all.
Yeah.
So, we wish you the best.
Didn't the governor try to bring you here?
Yeah.
I mean, the governor is one of the reasons.
Oh, that's another
reason.
Virginia.
That's another reason why they're in opposition, pushing back on us. Absolutely. Governor Youngkin did lure us down here. And, you know, he gave me we were down in Florida looking at a location down there, and he happened to call up. And like I said, we already had Norfolk on our radar. You know, this is where we really wanted to come, and he helped make that happen.
Well, it makes sense to come to a military town.
Yeah.
You're not going to go in a place in the middle of Nebraska that nobody's ever served. You know, you want to come to a place where it will resonate.
But
It makes sense.
You know, Governor McAuliffe was recruiting breweries to come to Virginia, too. You know?
There's 600 and some breweries.
Oh, if he was governor, you'd be fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, if he was the one offering you tax incentives to come to Virginia,
yeah, it'd be fine.
No, this is a beautiful thing. Yeah. It's wonderful. Well, you know, stay the course.
And what is the phone number they should have?
So the phone number for the city clerk, if you can, you got to call before 3 p.m. Tomorrow, before 3 p.m. And to register to speak, it's 757-664-4253. That's 757-664-4253 to sign up to speak.
Okay, we'll give that out again. And you can look online, Norfolk City Council, get the email addresses for all the members. They all need to hear from you. And you're right, Alan. A signed name and address really helps things. And, you know, it's nice to hear from people in Virginia Beach, but they really need to hear from Norfolk residents.
Yeah, and even if they don't want to sign up to speak, just come down to the hearing.
Show of strength.
Show of support. Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, what you're doing is incredibly important for the community. We've seen the paradigm, Alan, of breweries all throughout Hampton Roads giving tremendous, tremendous boosts to the local community. Places where people congregate, places where revenue is generated. Let's just be practical. The municipalities have no regrets about any of the breweries that they've approved anywhere. They are an amazing success, and a lot of them have veteran interaction. Veterans are a massive force in the small business economy in this country, and you're part of it. And you need to be encouraged, not discouraged by a bunch of naysayers. And I think a lot of bots were part of this. I think a lot of people have failed to step forward, and I think because a lot of them have just said, we just need numbers, you know, and so people, I think the actual numbers of people in opposition are actually minuscule.
Yeah.
But I'm old, I may be wrong.
No, I think you're right.
I think a few brewery owners as well look at us as competition. We're going to take away their business when actually it's going to enhance the economy.
Yes.
It's going to enhance traffic, you know, the tourism traffic to Norfolk, and it's going to actually enhance their businesses.
Listen,
and we have a culture of breweries.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I have noticed it, especially among my daughter and her friends. They like to go to breweries, and they like, you can bring kids.
They can
run around. They're family-friendly places.
Absolutely, and people brewery hop. They go for one, have one beer at a brewery, they go to the next one to try their beer, you know what I mean? And we're going to encourage people to go around the corner to the other breweries that are in our area.
And hire a van and go around. I've been on those parties where you go from brewery and nobody's driving. That's great.
Yeah, let me give you an example. In Virginia Beach, there's one, I'm not going to call them out by name, but in between Chicks Beach and Pleasure House Road, there are two breweries within a mile of one another. They're both banging. They're both doing great for that same reason, because one goes to one, the other, sometimes you switch off. There's enough business for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know who benefits? The municipality.
Yeah.
Because there's multiple tax evolutions. You'll have to, you know, you decide how to sell food. Are you going to have trucks in, or are you going to sell food? You going to bring the trucks in?
Yeah, we're going to have food trucks there. Okay. We have a mission to build our own kitchen in there and be a full service taproom foodery down the road here.
More revenue, more
absolutely.
Jobs.
Right. Absolutely.
Line cooks.
More fun.
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Enormous hamburgers.
We want to come when you open. We'll come to the grand opening.
There's no question. We would love to. Yeah.
Great.
I just hope you don't have to battle your way in. I just hope you get the approval tomorrow night. And how soon will you be open? If you're approved tomorrow night, you get your permit.
Yeah. So, I know it's going to be January. We're hoping for kind of a real soft opening on actually January 1st.
Wow.
Yeah. New Year's Day. There's a lot of football going on. We'll have TV screens in there. And, you know, our beer's ready to go on the taps.
It's exciting.
To open.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Especially the talent. I just don't know how you all do it. The different beers. I had a beer at one of these breweries that was coffee infused. I'm not a drinker. Yeah. I may start. I mean, it was really – oh, it was so good. But that's a talent.
Yes.
And there are people who go through their life, I am a brewmaster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's the talent. Bob Ruprecht is our chief brewing officer. He was won the Maryland Governor's Cup for Brewing Excellence. Dale Lazar is our head brewer. Dale worked for the O'Connor Brewing Company and stayed on with us. He's actually a professor with the quality assurance component for Old Dominion University and University of Richmond. So he's teaching university courses in craft beer brewing
And here's a history lesson. Samuel Adams, one of the formulation of the Revolution. This man was part and parcel of it. His family were maltsters. They were that's how they made their living until kind of daddy went bankrupt. But maltsters, the fabric of our society. Books have been written. The beer and alcohol in moderation have created economic vibrancy. So they can shoot themselves in the foot, Mr. Beals, but I hope they don't. I hope they don't. I hope they give you that green light. You deserve it, and so does the community.
Yeah, we want you here.
Yeah, and make a coffee beer. Otherwise, you're dead to me.
We have a coffee porter that's in the kegs.
Porter.
We have
there
a coffee porter. It's called Death from Above. It's a tribute to the Air Force bomber wings. Yeah. So,
that's great. I think this could be a huge success.
Great recipe.
And I really hope you get smooth sailing, don't have to do pitched legal battles, because there's nothing worse than slugging
it takes
out
time. And listen, the city ought to consider that, too, because what happens is they'll outsource it to a local firm and pay them hundreds of thousands of dollars to argue an issue that they will most likely lose, because you've done nothing to be, your ability to contract, your pursuit of happiness consistent with land use is a given. And the fact that any district judge, any judge in Hampton Roads would go, sorry, plebiscite is not, you people got it wrong. And after that, they'll spend hundreds of thousands of dollars when they can simply let you do business and start to make that money.
Yeah.
And the treasurer's office would be at your doorstep every month getting that check, and you'd be happy to write it.
Yep.
You'd be happy to write
without
it.
Without a doubt.
Well, listen, it's been wonderful, and it's an honor to meet you.
Well, thanks for having
good
me
luck
on,
tomorrow.
Too. I appreciate
it. This is Alan Beal with us today,
the
CEO of Armed Forces Brewing Company. We're wishing you well tomorrow. I hope it's smooth sailing, and we'll be there. We'll broadcast from there one morning.
I'd love to go.
That would be great.
I mean, it would be so great. You know, we've done that. You know, I've wanted to do that at some other, like Black Rifle, places like that. I think it's important. You know, you get out there and we'll have an event. And you know, I just think it's exciting, especially when veterans and people associated with veterans are engaging back in the community. Because a lot of them, that it's hard for them to find a job. They don't know how to reintegrate. These breweries, these coffee places, these tactical T-shirt places, all of this have created meaning for them after they serve. And that's so important. And that's what you're doing. Maybe council will do that tomorrow.
You know, we had 212 people come out and apply for positions.
Did you really?
212? Yeah, we sure did. And if they deny our permits,
got to tell them all.
We don't want the job loss.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're shooting themselves in the foot over a bunch of emails.
Well, they haven't done it yet. This was just four morons on the planning commission.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
exactly. It wasn't the one that looked like Lovey that was wearing a gold dinner plate as a necklace, was it? Because I clashed with her. Lovey. Oh, yeah, she looked like Lovey from the Gilligan's Island. All right, listen, we love you. Take it
easy. Thank you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.